Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into chronic fatigue syndrome. It's also known as myalgic encephalomyelitis, or MECFS for short.
Yeah, MECFS.
So for years, this thing has been a real mystery.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people just kind of thought it was, you know, in people's heads.
Etiological, right.
But there's been some new research. Some really interesting breakthroughs are changing how we think about it.
Absolutely. It's exciting.
And pointing to, I think, some biological roots.
Definitely. Definitely. There's something real going on here.
Now, just to give everyone an idea of the scope of this thing, it's estimated that about 1 in 600 people globally suffer from this.
Wow. That many, huh?
Yeah. And in industrialized nations, the numbers are even higher.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's a significant number of people.
And when you look at the demographics, women are hit particularly hard.
That's right. Especially those between 20 and 40 years old.
Yeah. Almost twice as likely to be affected as men.
It's a real problem. I mean, those are prime years for, you know, your career, family.
Exactly. And it really highlights the need for more research and more effective treatments.
Well, absolutely. We need to do more.
Now, there was this fascinating study out of King's College London.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read about that one.
They were looking at patients with hepatitis C.
Right.
And they were being treated with interferon alpha.
Yeah, a drug that stimulates the immune system.
Right. So, and they found that 18 out of 55 of these patients developed this lasting fatigue even 6 months after the treatment.
Really? 6 months?
Yeah, and not just, you know, I'm tired kind of fatigue. We're talking about chronic debilitating fatigue.
It's incredible how long it lasts.
Right. And the really interesting part is these patients also had these really high levels of IL-10.
Interleukin-10, yeah. That's a protein that's, you know, really crucial to immune response.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, think about your immune system like an army.
Right.
Its job is to defend your body. But with SFC, it seems like this army is always on high alert.
Even when there's no enemy to fight.
Right. Like they're always expecting an attack.
So this overactivation of the immune system, could that be the key to understanding why these SFC symptoms stick around for so long?
It could be. It's like the body's stuck in this constant state of fight or flight. That would explain the fatigue, the pain.
It's like it's just wearing itself out.
Exactly. All the resources are being used up.
Now, the study also suggested that this early hyperactivation of the immune system might actually trigger a sort of domino effect.
Right. Right. Affecting other organs.
Yeah. Potentially leading to these long-term changes in how the body functions.
And that's where it gets really interesting. I mean, this research opens up all sorts of new possibilities.
Yeah. Maybe even ways to diagnose and treat SFC in a whole new way.
Exactly. We could be looking at targeted therapies that specifically address these immune system issues.
I mean, imagine if we could actually calm down that overactive immune response.
Right. Give the body a chance to rest and recover.
That would be incredible.
It would be a game changer for so many people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's still so much we don't know. Like, what else, you know, besides the immune system could be playing a role in this?
That's a great question. There are so many potential factors to explore.
Yeah. And what about the people who are living with this right now? How can we support them? How can we make sure they're getting the care they need?
That's a huge issue. We need to make sure people understand this condition, that they don't feel dismissed.
And that they have access to the right resources.
Exactly. This is a complex illness. It's going to take a lot of work to figure it out, but I think we're on the right track.
I hope so, for everyone's sake. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I encourage all of our listeners to keep learning about this, keep asking questions. There's still so much to discover.
Absolutely. Stay curious.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.